Shivers rippled over Monica Halsey's naked skin as she peered into the steel mirror and splashed water on her face. Monica needed to be on her game tonight. She was close to earning her helicopter aircraft commander qualification, and tonight's hop was a critical step in that process, because Papa Doc was flying with her. She shivered again. Lord, why did they keep the AC up so high in this place? She pulled on a red and black undershirt, squadron colors, then fished out a tan flight suit, stepped into the legs, pulled up the suit, and slipped her arms into the sleeves. His name wasn't really Papa Doc, of course. It was Nikos Papadakis, and he was a control freak and a bully, which was unfortunate because he was also her commanding officer. Papa Doc didn't like her. She didn't know why. Some security issue, probably. His daddy hit him, or the big kids teased him, or Lord knew what, but whatever the reason, it was a problem. Because he held the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom, in this case, being Monica's hack qual, which Papa Doc had the power to quash. She zipped her flight suit up the front to mid-sternum, rolled up the sleeves to mid-forearm, focused on her hack and on what lay beyond that. A tour at the Pentagon, some high-profile posting, maybe an admiral's aide? Tough job to get, and well worth it. If she did an excellent job there, and she would, she'd have people in high places looking out for her. Proceed to 05, commander, and then 06, the promised land. As a captain, all sorts of posts would open up to her. Command of a ship, a cruiser, even a carrier, why not? And after captain came admiral. There'd been plenty of female admirals in the Navy by now, even one full-ranked female four-star. The admiral of their own strike group was a woman. Not impossible at all. Eyes on the prize. The most important event shaping Monica's life occurred 10 years before she was born. In 1983, a 32-year-old astronaut named Sally Ride flew the space shuttle Challenger and became the first American woman in space. On a third-grade school trip to the Houston Space Center, Monica learned all about Sally Ride, learned that girls could actually become astronauts, and at the age of 8, she fell in love. From that day on, she wanted to fly more than anything in the world. She bent down, slipped on her brown Oxfords, and began lacing them tight. In junior high, she learned about Kara Hultgreen, the first female Navy combat aviator, and her ambition shifted from astronaut to fighter pilot. She also learned that the USS Abraham Lincoln became the first Pacific Fleet carrier to integrate female aviators into its crew in 1993, the year Monica was born. It was on the Lincoln's flight deck that Hultgreen flew her F-14 Tomcat. Monica looked again at her reflection in the polished steel. "And here we are," she whispered. "The USS Abraham freaking Lincoln." She glanced around the dimly lit stateroom. Anne, one of her roommates, lay back on her rack, headphones on, murmuring incomprehensible phrases. Anne was sucking another foreign language, Mandarin this time, into her voracious brain. Chris was on flight duty, gunning her FA-18 somewhere up there through the Mesopotamian murk. The fourth rack, the one above Anne's, was empty now. Monica forced herself not to look at it. The sight still put a knot in her stomach. She reached for her toothbrush and squeezed on a pearl of toothpaste. She'd learned a few more things in junior high, too. She learned about something called the tailhook scandal. 83 Navy women assaulted or sexually harassed. That one happened 2 years before she was born. That in 1994, Kara Hault Green also became the first Navy female aviator to die, right off the Lincoln's flight deck. And that the crash that killed her was blamed on improprieties in qualifying her for flight status, given her gender. For flying while female, in other words.